segment and our monthly update from the Star Valley Arts Council this morning. Joining me live in studio is the outgoing executive director of the Arts Council. That's Tim Hale. Also joining us live remotely this morning is the incoming executive director of the Star Valley Arts Council. That would be Lexi Weber. Tim, Lexi, good morning to you both. How are you doing, Tim?
Hey, good, Duke. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Lexi, how about you? How are you doing today? Oh, sorry, Lexi, I had the wrong button pushed down. Let's try that again. Lexi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great today.
Ah, perfect. There we go. Well, appreciate both of you coming in. And Tim, we'll start with you and the announcement made previously a week or so ago that Lexi was taking over. You've mentioned that you were taking applications. And
yeah.
Well, tell us about this process. What made Lexi stand out and made led the board to choose her for your replacement?
Yeah, first of all, we had an amazing pool of candidates. You know, we're a small organization in a small community in a relatively, you know, strong job market. So we weren't exactly sure how many applicants we were going to get, especially as we, you know, we're coming up and still just trying to get ourselves in a position where we can have a full-time employee, things like that. So anyway, we decided, obviously, just let's put the word out and see how many applicants we can get and the quality. And we were blown away. We got many applicants. The quality was exceptional. And so Lexi went toe-to-toe with a very strong pool of candidates. And Lexi's passion for the arts, her ability to organize and lead really stood out, and she won the position. So we're really thrilled for her and excited for the things she's going to do for the Arts Council.
Well, Lexi, congratulations to you. Tell us why you decided to apply for this position.
When I saw the advertisement, I just felt like this job was made for me. I love arts and I love everything related to art, and I couldn't imagine a better job than being able to work with that all the time.
You know, Lexi, the Arts Council has done a really good job kind of diversifying itself over the last couple of years, and not just in the performing arts, but with the artistic side of it and everything else. Tell us do you have a passion, or maybe is there a specific aspect of the Arts Council that you would consider your forte?
Sure. I have lots of passions, but they all are visual arts. My degree is in interior design, and I've worked with that for the last 15 years. But I've decorated cakes. I love doing that. And I also do a lot of painting. I paint with oils and watercolor. And from what I see with the Art Council, generally they have been focusing more on the performing arts. And so it's fun that I have this background of the visual arts and the painting to hopefully bring some more of that into the Valley.
Excellent. Well, again, Lexi, congratulations to you. Is there any anything else that really attracted you to this position and really led you to apply for it, that as far as being involved with the Arts Council at this position?
I think that what I wanted to see with the Art Council and thought that I could maybe help with more is being from the Lower Valley. I don't know that a lot of people down here really realize what we do or even that we are a thing. And so I want to be able to bring the whole valley involved and let people know about us down here.
Perfect. What's been your involvement with the Arts Council up to this point, Lexi?
I participated in the plenary event last year as an artist, and that was so amazing, especially for being the first year that the Valley has done this. We had a lot of artists. We had great participation, and we had amazing artwork that was submitted. And it's fun to gather in that situation with like-minded individuals and be able to go and see what everyone is able to produce in a relatively similar location.
Lexi Weber, the new executive director for the Star Valley Arts Council, and Tim, as we've talked before, kind of a bittersweet thing for you, right? You've done such a good job and have really put your heart and soul into this, and so I'm sure there's going to be a lot that you miss, but at the same time, nice to have someone else kind of take over that.
It is, and you know, my time was limited, and so we're thrilled to have Lexi come on, and obviously she's got great vision for you know, helping the Arts Council reach into the Lower Valley, which is absolutely needs to be a priority of ours as the Star Valley Arts Council. But in the meantime, I'll be staying on the board as a board member and the treasurer of the Arts Council. So I'm not going too far. And I didn't, I don't remember cake decorating being on Lexi's resume, but all the more benefit to her being part of the organization. We could maybe work something into our board meetings, Lexi. We'll see about it. We can talk about that offline. So anyway, we're just thrilled, and this really is setting us up for what I see, we see as a board, as the next chapter of the Arts Council, to have somebody that has the passion, that has the time to commit to what we can become.
So Lexi, when does this become official? Has it already, are you now the executive director, or is that going to be officially done at a later time?
Well, I'm pretty sure I am official now.
She's official. As of a few weeks ago, she's official, yeah.
Perfect. Well, Lexi and Tim, I'll just open the door on these next questions to both of you, but a couple of events coming up to promote. Of course, you guys, the Arts Council, Star Valley Arts Council, has worked well with the Arbazoos and the Salt and the Ford Theater, and they're hosting that Jane Anderson benefit concert tonight.
Yeah, and Lexi and I talked ahead of time, so I'll cover these. But Lexi, of course, feel free to chime in. Yeah, we're excited to be a sponsor of the Jane Anderson benefit concert. Jane has done just an incredible amount of good, especially as it pertains to musical and performing arts in the community for decades. She's taught so many people on piano. She's performed so many concerts without cost, without any sort of fee from her. So this is a benefit to help support her with some medical costs that she has come up unexpectedly. And to just really support her and give her the tip tips that she is long overdue, right, to help her out. So we've got a great lineup. Arts Council is just a supporter of the event, but the Salt River Arts Society is heading that up at the Ford Theater tonight.
Yeah, the Stephanie Henderson and some others have done a really good job organizing this. They really do have a really good lineup. I mean, it's all for a good cause, and aside from that, it's going to be a great show at the same time.
It's going to be fantastic. And, of course, just that wonderful intimacy of the Ford Theater, you know, it's just going to be great. So we really encourage people to come out. Just $10 per ticket, and all the benefits go to Jane.
At 7 o'clock this evening at the Afton Ford Theater. It's been fun to see the development of Montana Shakespeare in the Park over the last couple of years, and that's happening again in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, they decided, they set the schedule, so they're coming on Fair Week. And so initially we were like, oh man, that's not going to work. But then we're like, oh, wait, we just put him in with the fair. So I reached out to the fair board. They were thrilled. So there'll be a Shakespeare in the Park. Not only that, but they'll be performing The Three Musketeers, which is not a Shakespeare play, but it'll be a total blast. Just great, great for our community. So just south of the exhibit of the Afton Civic Center, the South Lawn, it's a large lawn there. They'll be set up August 9th, Wednesday. That starts at 6 o'clock. It is so fun, you guys. Just come on out. We always want people to attend the Shakespeare ones that they do, but in this case, it's not Shakespeare. It's I think Alexandre Dumas who wrote Three Musketeers, but we all know the tale. So it'll just be awesome, you know, sword fighting, swashbuckling, and it should be a blast.
And it's all free.
Totally, right? Free. Make a donation for the if you'd like for what you feel your the performance was worth for you as you attend.
Absolutely. So it's happening August 9th on Wednesday of Fair Week. And Lexi mentioned this as a participant last year, coming back this year in its second year, I believe, as Star Valley Plein Air.
Yeah, we really hit a gold mine with this one. And it brought in wonderful artists like Lexi. We had many artists come from out of town. Doug Monson, one of our board members, really planted the seed and said, hey, what if we need more fine art? What if we brought in a plein air event? So we had about 35 artists last year. We're hoping for about 65 artists this year. So it's going to be fantastic. We would love community artists to participate. This is for beginners up to experienced. The dates are going to be September 18th through the 23rd. So we'll be painting for several days. They'll have a reception dinner for participating artists on Tuesday night to mingle and compare notes. And then they'll be able to sell their artwork to the community, which they can artists can profit from. And then an award ceremony on that Saturday. So just a week long of just awesome plein air painting and art for the community to enjoy.
Very cool. Lexi, since this is more your forte, I'll let you jump in here. What is plein air for those that aren't familiar with it?
Plein air is a French term that literally means painting outside. And it brings a lot of challenges because you're not looking at a photograph that already has a 2D form and already has a composition picked for you. So having to be outside and make those choices on your own is really challenging. However, when done well, you can really capture the feeling of a location when you paint outside. And it's amazing. And I want to add that even for non-artists, we would love for the public to come and just see what is created and come. We've got, you know, we showcase all these pieces that are submitted and they are available to purchase. And it's just such a great way to continue to support our community.
Star Valley Plein Air returns September 18th through the 23rd. Well, Tim, again, thank you so much for your time, not only in partnership with SVI, but everything you've done for the arts in Star Valley. You've done a fantastic job.
Thanks, Duke.
And Lexi, congratulations. Anything you'd like to add here at the end this morning?
Here, I'm on the spot.
If not, it's okay. I'll have you on next month as well, so no pressure.
Okay, next month I'll have something.
All right, sounds good. Lexi, thank you so much. Tim, thank you very much. Appreciate it. It's all
thank
part
you.
Of the Weekday Wake Up this morning live on the SVI Radio Network.